Yeah, this is better. So, yeah, I'll talk about history, how we made some decisions we made, some things regarding Lambda and the project, and basically this was kind of a point where we started to do most of the stuff on our own. Then I will go over the patterns that were kind of influenced for the libraries, so CQRS and event sourcing. I'll briefly show how the whole thing works in architecture, diagrams, and then I will say why we actually decided to open source it. So the project started 2019. Everyone wanted to use serverless. It was kind of a fancy thing to do at that time. And also, we wanted everything to be managed by Amazon. And we didn't want to monitor containers or run stuff around. We just want to give our code to Amazon and run it. And Lambda was kind of perfect to do this. We also had to keep the business logic vendor independent. So this is kind of a regulatory requirement. So we kind of picked that our business logic is the most valuable thing. And then we isolated it from the infrastructure. And so the infrastructure part we can always rewrite, but the business logic we want to reuse. We want a simple API, so I hated all these query paths, headers, discussions we always had about API, so I wanted to drop this thing out. And we wanted to keep data so we can transfer it, rewrite the library and move it to another language and use the same data and so on. So like binary stored messages in Kafka queues were not an option for us. With Lambda, basically the big problem is the startup. So we wanted to use Clojure because we had lots of data stuff to take care of. So the biggest problem was, of course, the startup. So the GraalVM at that time was pretty new, and basically most of the stuff didn't compile. We tried AWS SDK. This was a mess inside. And was they bring like half of the Maven repository back to it when you use it. Also, we had like Hackerit CPA, we had to fork it as well because there was some stuff there that they were using that didn't compile as well. Even Logback didn't compile for till like 1 year ago with this as well. So then we decided to build something on our own to make it simple. So we created our own AWS SDK because everything they do in all this magical SDK is kind of a post request to the AWS. So it was kind of super easy in the end to do. So the first pattern we chose to use was CQRS. Yeah, it's just a command and queries segregation pattern. So the idea is that you have a place where you send the commands, where you mutate data, and you have a place where you query stuff. And this kind of influenced our implementation. So we had on HTTP site, we just had two endpoints, commands and queries. You send in the body everything you want to do in the system, which also make you can take the same body, you can send it to the queue, you can send it in and batch of the command in S3 buckets. So this was kind of great because we could just store the commands from the post request, put them in the queue, or store them in S3 bucket as a list of commands. So it was super practical. The query side is also very simple. So just the query endpoint, which made the front end client. We implemented our own front end client.